Hi, everyone. I want to welcome you to Not Medical Advice. This is episode zero. And I'm Daryl Becker. More about that coming up soon. Not Medical Advice. These are medical stories that showcase, I would say, available options that you haven't heard of or considered. And as with all these episodes, here's the disclaimer. Just like the title of the show, this video and podcast is not intended for being used as medical advice, and there is no claim that anything I mentioned can be used to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or injury. You are responsible for how you use information in this show, basically to treat a medical condition, and I am not responsible for anything that you choose to do. So I chose to make this channel because I want to put out there some of the stories that I'm hoping that are entertaining for people on my 22 years of being paid to deliver holistic healthcare services, basically. I mean, I've been in this business for that long. I started off a long time ago. Let's just start the earlier part. I'm Daryl Becker. I'm living here, Hawaii Island. That means the Big Island of Hawaii. That's why you can see these, there are tropical plants behind me. I've had certain medical conditions back when I was in my early teens, especially, and a little bit before that. My cat died when I was around 10 years old, and I immediately became allergic to all cats and dogs. And I lived with that one for years. And it was building up nasal allergies, or what's called rhinitis, just constantly like blowing my nose at the slightest thing. I had no understanding or idea of the influence of food or the lack of exercise that was going on in my body or the stresses of the schools that I was in. None of that really added up to what was going on with me. So by the time I was 20, and I'd moved to Vermont and I'd done a semester of college, I was really not at all sure how to proceed to like help myself, but I was certainly buying books on the subject of health. This was still pre-internet days. So when I was 20, there was really no internet available. Personal computers really didn't do much more than word processing or advanced things like bulletin boards that I had no understanding or access to. As you can see, I got chickens behind me too. So what I'm saying is I really didn't know. I just knew that the allergies were the same and worse than they were in my younger years. I had tried going to a doctor with those shots where they actually the RAS test, that's where the skin test where they did that in my teens. They try to like see, okay, these substances you're allergic to based on a skin reaction. I had to learn later on, yeah, that's crap. Your skin can react to all kinds of things. That's not a really accurate way of designating things. And it was not actually the major causal vector, as I figured out. I didn't know any of that at the time, though. I just knew I was hurting. I'd have times where I was especially hurting with allergies. I'd basically be either I would take Benadryl and I may as well be dead to the world because I'm tired, or I would be really, not taking Benadryl and I'd be doing bad. And other medicines I didn't know at the time I didn't have anything that was really helping me at the time. But I had a good friend who directed me towards a chiropractor who could basically do, fix me up, as he said. He could pretty much do what needed to get done. And I went there. This is an awesome medical practitioner by the name of Dr. Rick Warman over there in East Montpelier, Vermont. Highly recommend the guy. And I went there and in one visit, I came in, my appointment happened to be on a day where I had allergies. So I came in there and I was feeling the nastiness of, if anyone out there knows what allergies feels like, it's really bad. Cannot breathe very well. It's very irritating. It's really distracting. It just totally gets in the way of life. And I left feeling much, much better. And all I knew is that he did things, but I wasn't able to pay attention to exactly what he was doing. In fact, unfortunately, my memory is very unclear for that first visit. And I did know that he gave me the alcohol tincture of licorice root, glyceriza. And he got that from the herbal apothecary that happened to be right next door to his office there in Montpelier, Vermont. And I had relief on that day immediately, and then relief for several more days. And I did not understand that this was just the beginning. But there, periodically, I would know, hey, here's something that would work that would be a lot better use of my money and my time. So I would go there. I'd go see Rick and get a treatment. I would feel much better. Eventually, I went there with my girlfriend, and I would see that he would have pretty much the same result, you know, pains or problems or something like that. And he could pretty much do things that would help. So I'd be paying for the visit, paying for the whatever the types of medicines. The medicines were mostly of an herbal nature, although as I learned a new word, nutraceuticals. That would be pharmaceutical quality refined extracts of various constituents of these herbs, these natural medicines, basically. And indeed, some of them were from the plant kingdom. Some of them were from the animal kingdom, like glandular extracts. Some of them were from the mineral kingdom, or not a kingdom really, but they were like basically refined components of minerals. And certainly many of them were vitamins or vital amines, as they first were called back in the day. And these medicines, they would, you know, have some various degrees of helping me or my girlfriend. Eventually, as my girlfriend became pregnant and Rick became the person who is tracking the whole pregnancy from a really, you know, powerful method. And I was going in there with her to learn. And this is when Rick began to teach me. He began to show me, here's what you can do. And he was basically showing me that he was using methods that are something that you guys can look up right now that might pop up in the video later when I'm doing some editing. Applied kinesiology, clinical kinesiology. These are things that he was really well trained in. And clinical kinesiology is a subset of applied kinesiology. So these are things that pretty much only chiropractors are licensed to do. You know, there's always that restrictions and licensures that happen out there to restrict people. Okay. The story goes that he would be showing me how to find ways of, you know, testing a little bit. He was trying to show me how to do some muscle testing, but I didn't really get the knack of it till much later. He was trying to show me easy ways to basically push on various points on my girlfriend and help her out throughout the pregnancy. He was tracking. She'd come in for a treatment with back pain. She'd leave without the back pain. Very important stuff. So everything is nice and balanced. And basically how to make sure that during that birth of our large baby, 10 pounds she was born at, and there was very, very minimal tearing, you know, and tearing is pretty nasty. So based on the things that I learned from Rick, I got to find out, hey, I can, you know, help. I can figure this stuff out. And then later on, I'd be eventually coming in with my daughter and learning how to help her out. And that's how I learned about some of the powers of homeopathy for the little ones. Homeopathics are really useful for little ones and for young pets, basically, or for anyone who's, you know, really, really super sensitive, I would say, as far as like a potent treatment. I consider homeopathy to be an adjunctive treatment, something to add nowadays, but that's because I have a different perspective than I did back then. I see it as just another thing to do, although I'm pretty sure that Rick actually shared that perspective. He just didn't share that idea with me. So by the time my daughter was 2, I was about 26 years old. I had the time and some money, thanks to generous gift from grandparents. I had no need to have to go to work, so I was 24/7 full on being a dad and trying to live life, making a new relationship. This, you know, it was about at this point 3 years old or so of a relationship, and really not very clear on a trajectory. What I want to do with my life was just not at all clear to me. I had no vision for that. And so one day when my daughter was 2, I came in to Rick's office. I had a fever. It was a day where I had a fever. I was sick. my girlfriend was sick. She was not going to do anything about it, really. She was just going to stay in and do the usual, just try to make it through the day. Luckily, our daughter was not sick. Our daughter was just fine. So I elected to just drive on in to go see Rick. No appointment. Just go on in. Just try to a walk-in appointment to see if I can get anywhere. And that means, of course, you know, Rick's a busy guy. He's treating a lot of people. Still is, by the way. Just a lot of people know that pretty much medically, he can do anything. I'm not very much exaggerating. I mean, really, he can pretty much do anything. He makes me feel foolish, and I get a lot of things medically done for my clients, so they tell me, or at least coincidence shows that to happen. So I go in there with a fever, and I'm waiting to see Rick, and he gets me eventually into a room. It takes about 2 hours to get into a room because they're just trying to fit me into a very busy schedule. And I'm waiting there, and he's just asking me personal questions like what I want to do with my life. What am I doing? What are my goals and aspirations? And like many 26-year-olds, I had nothing. I had nothing. I didn't know what exactly to say or what to do in my life, really. I just knew that I wanted to do well by my daughter. I wanted to do, you know, things that would help her out. I wanted to make things work. I just really didn't know what to do for myself. And he noticed, basically, he basically made an offer. He's been, you know, seeing me at this point for more than 2 years. 3 years, actually. He'd been my practitioner for 4 years at that point. Okay. So he'd really gotten to know me, like, not just in a medical way, but, you know, watching me, you know, with coming on in, seeing how much he could train me to help my girlfriend and my daughter, and which was minimal, but still it was something. And I learned how to do things because he showed me in the office. But this time I was sick. Going back to the story, I was, you know, I was still having a fever, and he asked me very point blank, would you consider working for me as my assistant? And I was speechless for a moment. So he said, think about it. Just think about it. It's a very typical Rick thing to say, you know, just, are you with me? Think about it. And I didn't think very long. He went off to go tend to another client, and he came back, and I said, yes, I want to work. Just, his response was, just get back to me on how much you want to be paid. And wow, I'm naming my own salary. That's great. And I began working for Rick as his chiropractic assistant, which is an interesting thing. In Vermont, a chiropractor can do all the standard and not so standard chiropractic techniques. They can use, of course, pretty much any natural medicine that anyone can already use anyways. He's not able to write scripts like for some of the extremely potent pharmaceuticals, but he certainly can acquire a vast number of medicines of high quality. And he would know which ones to find the quality for. And he also could practice acupuncture and all the things using the meridians of acupuncture. So I began working for Rick. He began first showing me reflexology points on the foot that would correspond to the spine based on a book from the 1930s that he found that he was correlating to the clinical evidence. He definitely just did a lot of correlating clinical evidence to what was going on. And, you know, would get stellar results this way. I began with that. He began quickly showing me how to do a variety of muscle testing, also known as applied kinesiology. Touch for Health is a variant of that. But basically, if you looked up applied kinesiology, you'd see that some 230 various muscles of the body have been clinically and, you know, recognizably correlated to a variety of organ functions. And then from there, correlated to the traditional Chinese acupuncture meridians, these lines that go up the body for the most part, although there's some that cross the body as well. So yeah, he gave like a lot of information to me on one point after another. He began showing me how to do things. Now, obviously, he didn't show me things that were, and then like had me do things that were illegal. I was doing everything legally in the office. So I wasn't putting needles into clients at all, not until I would have a medical license for that, which is a much later story, basically. He was showing me how to just simply put lasers on the points or magnets on the points or patch the points with even a tiny little BB, and that would set the situation up, similar to how I described homeopathy. It would set the situation up to push things in the direction that would be desirable. The symptom diminishing. The causal vectors, he would point out to me, the things that would actually cause the symptoms would be the main focus, to find the root of the cause, as we learn in Oriental medicine eventually. So I did this for a full year. I even traveled to South America to learn some of the South American medicines with him. I got to learn as much as I could in Rick's clinic. And then he found an acupuncture college for me to go to. So I went there. I went to an acupuncture college. And I went all the way through it, which was tough. I was in a very different and, I would say, a pretty harsh, awful relationship with a woman at that time period. So it was really hard for me to make it through acupuncture college. And I had to take a sabbatical. I had to take some time off and then come back to finish it after being single. It was really, really challenging. And in that time off and finishing college, I came back to it, by the way, and I found out that this acupuncture college was fully under legal problems of all kinds. Three students from the college sued the Acupuncture Board of Vermont for their medical license because they weren't letting them use this college. It was under candidacy for accreditation. It's blah, blah, blah. Okay. They couldn't get their license. They sued. And all the other students were penalized by the Acupuncture Board of Vermont to say, we couldn't get our license either. Go fish, go somewhere else, go through a whole other school, go through all school all over again. All 900 clinical hours, do it all over again. All, you know, these, how many thousands of hours of classes? I mean, I guess 2,400 hours, it's approximately, you know, that's about what it takes for a four-year medical, you know, Oriental medical degree, basically. Yeah, go fish, do that all over again. And I sat on my hands and practiced under the table. There it is. I'm saying I definitely was under the table working it. Statute of limitations, I don't care. I don't care. I had already learned so many things about muscle testing. Rick invented a form of respiratory testing. That was just, it still boggles my mind how phenomenally useful it is. I guess me and him are some of the only people who know how to do this, unfortunately. Though I do continue to try to find people to train this one on. But I learned a lot. I was in Vermont. I was, honestly, my results sometimes would be good, but sometimes my results were really so-so. It took me a while, as with all businesses, to get things fine-tuned, you know, like 4, 5, 6 years into it. And then at that point, I actually, you know, it was a new point in my life. I was definitely a different relationship. Again, something where someone was trying to support me to get my acupuncture license. And so the path of doing that to me was to find some place to go ahead and get a license to go through Oriental Medical College again. Who would take me? So I found out that almost all the colleges would require at least a bachelor's degree, which I did not have, or at least 60 credits of undergrad, 60 undergrad college credits, including, of course, the usuals, you know, anatomy and physiology, biochemistry, and microbiology. I needed those. So I went to my local community college in Vermont. And I went through a thing called Assessment of Prior Learning. It's a pretty cool course actually out there. If you're out there and you were cheated out of any degree and you really need a degree for your vocation, for your business, for some reason, that's a specific number of us who actually need a degree. There's a lot of ways to make money without a degree. Trust me, I'm plenty in that direction right now myself. But when you do need a degree for something and you were cheated out of it in one way or another, like meaning that you or that you can see that you could put it together, I was able to use Assessment of Prior Learning course, which is taught in many, many community colleges out there. 4 months, I put together a binder with all the, you know, basically the recommendations, letters, and say-sos of all of my former teachers, evidence of the work that I did, and I put it out there. I asked for something close to 98 credits of courses that were things that I had gone through. They gave me 58 credits, plus the 30 undergrad credits I already had means I can get into a bunch of acupuncture colleges. But which one? And at the time, I regret to say, I chose to move far away from my daughter, who was only 11 at the time, to go to Hawaii to finish my medical degree for multiple reasons. To stay with this woman that I was with, bad choice, always a bad choice, especially any woman who'd want to encourage her man to leave his daughter. That's a messed up woman right there, by the way. That's a really messed up woman. Any woman who would do that is really messed up, but I digress. More importantly, I moved, I went all the way through 2008, 2012, all the way through medical college again. I did it all for the second time. And it actually helped me learn things in a deeper way than I ever thought possible. Also, I fell in love with this island of Hawaii. It's amazing here. And I learned many things on, you know, like while I was already going through a medical college again, a lot of the things of the first couple of years were very elementary. Things I'd already done, the five elements, things regarding Oriental medical theory. I kind of had a solid base on that already. You know, that stuff was very elementary. Not for my classmates. They were taking it in for the first time. Ha ha. But for me, you know, and the most important part of any Oriental medical college or any medical training, clinic. I was going through clinic for the second time now. And the first time I did pretty well. I mean, I was even in the first time around, I thought too highly of myself, and I was using kinesiology methods. I was devising multi-person medical methods that can be applied to treat back pain. I was really good back then in the early aughts, you know, 2001, 2002, 2003. But here in 2008, 2009, 2010, 2011, clinic was getting really advanced. I got my hands on my first Rife frequency generator, part of the scope of practice. I can apply any frequency or stimulation to any acupuncture point. That includes a Rife generator, by the way. So those are pretty neat things. Everything I'm mentioning, you can go ahead and look up. You know, like I said, in editing and post, in the future, I'm going to redo episode zero and show on the screen some of my favorites of what I'm describing. So I went, I got a whole other set of, in this case, more than 900 clinical hours of observed clinic, meaning like under another acupuncturist's license, and I'm treating a variety of different people, a variety of different conditions. And yeah, at the end of that, you know, I didn't get my license till 2013. Here it is, the tag end of 2019. I'm 22 years into practicing medicine, both, you know, in terms of gray market stuff like herbalism, which requires no license, and stuff completely black market, under the table stuff, and now, of course, a push in a nice 6 years of paying for the license and doing it openly like that. And but in all this time, it's been all of these many, many, many clients. And of course, by the way, just for curiosity, I did, of course, like many people, you go through an Oriental medical program. In this case, this is a Master's of Science in Oriental Medicine. That was the degree. I didn't even get a bachelor's, but I sure got a Master's in Science in Oriental Medicine, just like all the other people in my program. And 2012, graduated, broke up with that woman who basically encouraged me to move far away from my daughter. I take responsibility for making bad choices like that. Doesn't matter. I remade, you know, parts of my life. I began devoting myself to really excellent clinical practice. I've had people certainly move away, clients move away, and I'd need to find a practitioner for them. And I'd need to find medicine for them. And I need to find medical tools for them to acquire or consider acquiring. And in all this time, this is what I specialize in. I know many, many options. I certainly know how to speak with many types of medical providers. I know how to look up any medicine better than most, I would say, to find out what potentially has been going on. But to mention it again, to go back to my base, I'm trained in components of applied and clinical kinesiology that were adapted by Rick and other people as well. I mean, these are methods that seek for biocompatibility, okay? Imagine this. You go to a doctor. You go to a doctor, okay? And the doctor, I don't care if they're an MD, a naturopathic doctor, that's an ND, or an acupuncturist, like similar to myself, or a chiropractor, unless they do AK and CK, most of them are guessing. They read studies. They read stuff. They hear podcasts. They think about it. They consider. They might know some biochemistry of how a medicine is supposed to work. And then they guess. They guess that the medicine will help. And that's why they recommend that you go ahead and take it. That's why they would write a script. So I learned to test. I would find like that before taking a medicine, I would learn various ways of testing. And the respiratory testing that I was taught by Rick, in addition to the muscle testing, would pretty much give me a vision, a lot less false positives, meaning like you can give a medicine to someone and not test it very well or not test it at all, and they can get some bad results. So that's basically it. I mean, people could have bad results. So I was learning how to get better and better and better results from the medicines. The medicine is there during the treatment and then afterwards to perpetuate results. So I was getting really good at that. Same thing, distance diagnosing. I was getting better at that too, which is a subtle art. So if this sounds very woo-woo, and if you look up, I would say, poo-pooing articles, like you can even look up acupuncture on Wikipedia. It is not flattering. I'll tell you that. But it's the same thing for muscle testing and applied kinesiology. Also not flattering. When things are not flattering on the mainstream version, I would say it's like this. If it's really, really popular advice being put out by the vast majority, it's time to pause and question, like Samuel Clemens, aka Mark Twain, would advise you to do. If the majority is all going in the same direction and they're getting, I would say, piss poor results, consider other options. So these videos that I'm about to give you, the next one coming up is episode 1 on Alzheimer's. They're like, have you ever considered these options? And if you were stuck in the mainstream, chances are, no, you've never even heard of the options. You thought you tried everything. You tried everything within a tiny, narrow box. It's starting to get me angry around that now, you know. I really hate when people say the same phrases that everyone else says. I totally get it. You're conformity signaling. You're signaling that you're a conformist. You're just like everyone else. And if you're just like everyone else, you get all the awesomeness that comes on in by being just like everyone else. Well, this channel is not just like anyone else. And if you go ahead and try to look up a practitioner, like I advise you to do, and you try to interview them with the questions that I would be giving, and you evaluate the first treatment, how the interaction goes, and how you feel during the treatment, and how you feel after the treatment, maybe even several days after the treatment. There's ways like that to evaluate, hey, do I have some profoundly effective professional to work with? And that's just one. And unfortunately, you can't find, you know, I can't find someone who replaces Dr. Rick Warman in every state. You can't. You can go fly to Vermont. You can get a bed and breakfast, or I'm sorry, an Airbnb, and just stay there for several months if you have a profoundly problematic medical condition and you've got deep pockets. I'll just say very clearly, the art of medicine is about time and money. And appropriately used, you will get the results you want. A lot of people, of course, can certainly heal themselves if they just knew how to do so. But why reinvent the wheel when you can simply have the assistance of someone else? So the videos here in this channel are all about going to be giving you skills to look up appropriate holistic healthcare providers, appropriate professionals in healthcare. And I am not against medical doctors, those with a DR in front of their name and an MD in front and in the behind their name. I'm not against those kinds of healthcare providers. Those are, look at it this way, okay? Everything in medicine, there's no guarantees, and you are the general creating the tactics. You are responsible for your health. These people are your soldiers. You use the soldiers for what they're good at. In this case, medical doctors are great at acquiring and getting you these incredibly profoundly potent pharmaceutical medicines. They're great at getting you surgeries, which can be useful sometimes. There's times where there's nothing else but surgery to fix a problem. They're really good at getting you phenomenal diagnostics. We're talking like imagery, like such a, like an MRI and CAT scans. Amazing imagery can be done with them and diagnostic tools. Some types of lab tests, though more and more, I know how to get lab tests without an MD. And I'm going to definitely put that into the videos as well. You know, how to go get your own levels checked in order to see what kinds of heavy metal damage do you have. Oh yeah, did you know heavy metals are damaging? That's a big duh, but okay, you know. So yeah, sometimes I'm going to have little, I hope that if I'm a little irritated that you don't know something and it shows and it gets you upset and irritated, good. You know, if I can inspire you to be angry at me and if I can make some haters out there, let me tell you, that's great. You know, go ahead, report my channel. I have it mirrored up in multiple places and the podcast is not going to go down. This is not medical advice. And I'm here to tell you, I'm on your side. Each of these episodes is going to be titled with one condition at a time. I just happen to be starting with Alzheimer's as episode one. And I think that there's a lot of options out there. I'm hoping to bring in various guests on the show. They will be obviously, you know, more knowledgeable than me. And that's not hard. I only know what I know. I've only treated what I've treated. I'm going to give you the stories of what I personally have treated or stories of what my colleagues have treated and give a vision for what I think could be done about the situation. It's about chronic conditions, conditions that a medical doctor does not show great promise in treating. That's what this channel is about, especially. If they're already good at treating it, then you just go there and you never had to even stop to listen to this or watch this. That's fine. So that's kind of the point of all of this. I'm really wishing you enthusiastic optimism in treating your health. Thanks so much. Looking forward to next time.